This is the Adventist World Radio, and you are listening to The Voice of Hope. For more information, please feel free to write to us. Our email address is bible@awr.org, or you could also call us on WhatsApp at +1 224 222 0777.
From the studio of Adventist World Radio, Pune.
A very warm welcome to you.
This is our International English Service.
In our program today, we bring you an inspiring message and songs of praise.
You will hear God's word to strengthen you spiritually.
You are listening to Adventist World Radio, The Voice of Hope.
This world of fear, kind of getting tired of living here. Want to go home where the winds of sorrow never blow. Far from the shadow of the tomb, far from the sadness and the gloom. Want to go home where death demands my tattered soul. Getting ready today, moving on tomorrow. Gonna say goodbye to earthly sorrow. I'm looking for a mansion fair. See the King upon his throne, and every turn to this alive when I get there. Getting ready today, moving on tomorrow. I'm gonna say goodbye to earthly sorrow. I'm looking for a mansion fair. I see the lights, I'm almost there. Getting ready today, moving on tomorrow. I'm gonna say goodbye.
To know more on our programs, you are welcome to write to us on this postal address: Adventist Media Center, Post Box 1446, Market Yard, Pune 411037, Maharashtra, India.
You can also log into our website to hear all our programs, which is www.awr.org.
Before we hear God's word, here's a melodious song.
There's a sweet grace.
The studios of Adventist Media Center, Pune.
We have Helen Jacob presenting God's Word.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. The words of the text reads, "So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time He will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries to God, for He cares about you." Cordial greetings to all our listeners. You are listening to the English message from Adventist Media Center, Pune. The message today is focusing on the importance of humility. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Thank you, dear Lord, for another opportunity to hear your word. Thank you for this day. We pray for guidance and understanding as we listen and practice the value of humility. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen. Meaning of humility: the quality of having a modest or low view of one's importance. Other words for humility: modesty, humbleness, meekness, lack of pride, lack of vanity. How does humility help? Humility helps one to extend more compassion and empathy to others. Those who practice humility are more likely to consider others' beliefs and opinions. Humility offers the opportunity to become less self-involved and more attuned with the feelings of others. What are some biblical benefits of humility? Humility is a grace that attracts more grace. Pride closes the door to spiritual growth, but humility opens the door of your life to more of God's grace. To the humble, God gives patience and peace and gentleness. The fruit of the Spirit grows in the soil of humility. We all want to be blessed by God, and the best way is to be humble. When we are humble, we are teachable and we can grow and produce the right character, the character of Jesus. Humility is an important character quality in the Christian life. Although most of us know this, we also know that humility is one of the most difficult qualities to develop and consistently live out in our Christian walk. The very nature of humility seems opposite to our culture's values. Our society applauds independence, fame, success, and self-reliance. Humility often feels like a paradox, but it's consistent with Jesus' teachings. For example, take the passage from Matthew 20:16. "So those who are last now will be first then, and those who are first will be last." Or this passage from Mark 8:36. "And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul?" To take it even a step further, this representation of the humble being, the true recipients of God's kingdom and blessings, we need only to look at the life Jesus Himself lived. Philippians 2:5-8 says, "You must have the same attitude that Jesus Christ had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, He gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. God's word tells us this kind of sacrificial attitude and humility is what we are to live out in our relationship with each other. The world has become divided. People are losing sight of their responsibility to be kind to one another, to treat each other with respect and dignity. Bad news fills our news feed. Our neighbors are distant. Even families are divided because of conflicting beliefs, where there is no room for empathy. It's time for a change, and change must start with us. By teaching ourselves how to practice humility, our minds will be at peace with the world and those who live in it. Humility teaches us that all humans are equal, and this concept brings us more in tune with our spiritual side. We must look past our superiority and self-importance to find something greater than ourselves. We all have the right to be heard. Our lives are not undervalued or overvalued due to our race, belief, or nationality. With humility, we look deep within ourselves to find that we are all one. This realization will bring us closer to empathy and loving our neighbor. Of course, lowering our significance should not lower our self-esteem. We should value our self-worth and our belief system, but limit our self-importance. If you practice humility, you will have solid relationships that are filled with acceptance. Humility can offer a better way of life. But how do we do that? Where do we start? Relevant Magazine gives 5 practical steps to seek to cultivate humility in your Christian walk in an article titled, How to Actually Be More Humble. Let us look at a few of the points. 1. Pray for it. Prayer is the first place to start, and we often forget this. We can simply ask our Heavenly Father, who gives us all good gifts. He wants to bless us with humility because having a humble and teachable spirit allows us to experience more of the joy and peace He offers. 2. Support leaders who value it. It's easy for a leader or person in authority to be anything but humble. We see it all the time. And unfortunately, Christians aren't exemptions to the temptations to allow their positions or authority to become a cause for pride. But there are good leaders out there, too, who demonstrate humility. Seek these leaders out. Seek to learn from them how they submit their leadership and authority to the Lord. You may even want to develop a mentorship relationship with them. 3. Visualize your worst enemy at the cross. This reminds me of something I once heard from a fellow believer. It's hard to stay bitter at someone if you are praying for that person. The same goes for seeing someone you may dislike and disagree with in the same place as you, in need of forgiveness, in need of Christ. As the saying goes, we're all level at the foot of the cross. It's hard to be proud when you realize that every human being is a sinner in need of grace. This will also likely help you to develop compassion, a close cousin to humility. We can also apply these few steps of humility in our own lives. 1. Let others speak. When having a conversation with a friend, it's only natural to want to speak about your own life. However, do not make the conversation all about you. Ask questions about how your friend's life is going and what their opinions are about the world. Get their insights and opinions on life in general and what they value. This will open your life up to a new experiences and thoughts. It's okay to talk slightly about yourself, but limit the sharing to a minimal as to not seem overbearing. Here is a tip. Ask your friend which book has changed their views on the world. You will be introduced to new ideas and your friend will enjoy speaking about life-changing experiences. 2. Look on the bright side. Many events will irritate us in this life. Something as simple as stubbing our toe on the door could put us in a bad mood for the rest of the day. It's best to practice restraint in these situations. Anger is a normal emotion that should not be ignored, or the anger will grow. The best way to deal with small annoyances is to accept that we are angry at the moment. Allow anger to wash over you, then take a few deep breaths and try to find humor in the situation. It may seem ridiculous to laugh at your pain, but it will make you feel better. Laughter really is the best medicine. And if you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? Here's a tip. You can look forward to telling a story about the small inconveniences to make someone laugh. Not at you, but with you. 3. Be grateful. One of the hardest things to do is to be grateful for what we have. Again, life can be cruel, disappointing, and lonely at times. But this should not belittle you from being appreciated for what you do have and the people in your life. Take note of all the good things you have in your world. Something as simple as a favorite sweater or the love of your family. There are always things in our lives to be thankful for and happy about. Remembering this will keep you from becoming bitter about the downsides of life. Here's a tip. Make a list of all the things you are grateful for and pull out that list when life becomes a little too hard. This will keep you grounded and focused on how to practice humility. 4. Apologize for your mistakes. One of the humblest things we can do as humans is to admit when we are wrong. This is a strong trait of humility that many people have yet to master. It is so difficult to admit when we have made a mistake, whether small or big, but we can do it with the help of the working of the Holy Spirit. Try your best to make apologies where they are due, and others will appreciate your sincerity. Here's a tip. Remember that even if we master apologies, we should not expect others to as well. If someone does not apologize when they should, remember that we cannot control their actions, but just hope that one day they will have the ability to apologize when they are wrong. Again, apologies can be challenging. Do you know that there are many examples of humble people recorded in the Bible? Let us look at a few of them and be encouraged to achieve this trait of humility. First on the list is Jesus Christ. When asked who in the Bible is the humblest, Jesus Christ, without a doubt, is the answer. According to the Bible, Jesus Christ came into the world as God's Son to die for the sins of the world. Jesus was meek and humble. When Jesus saw the crowd, he had compassion on them. A perfect picture of the gentleness of Jesus is seen when he encouraged children to come to him. Jesus lived a sinless life. Despite being tempted by Satan himself, Jesus set the norm and example of humility for all to witness and copy. His humility was evident in his contact with the people of his time in the following ways. He was freely accessible to the public. He did not ascribe miracles solely to himself. He showed compassion for others, and he even dined with sinners. Even as the Son of God, Jesus Christ was so humble that the Apostle Paul wrote about it after his death. The second person on the list is Paul. The New Testament or the Bible would be incomplete without mentioning Paul the Apostle, also known as Paul of Tarsus. He was a supremely gifted natural leader. He was a Jewish man who was converted to Christianity after meeting Jesus on the way to Damascus. Before his conversion, he was known as Saul, a Pharisee of Pharisees, who intensely persecuted the followers of Jesus. After his conversion, Paul became instrumental in spreading the gospel of Jesus. Paul is an example of someone who not only demonstrated but also preached humility. The next person is Mary, the mother of Jesus. She had the privilege of being selected by the Holy Spirit to fulfill God's purpose for the redemption of mankind. Mary was selected to bear forth Jesus, the Savior of the world. First, the angel of God appeared to a virtuous, meek, and simple Mary who bore Christ. Mary's symbol of humility dwells on the fact that she did not go about blowing her trumpet about how she had the Messiah as her son. Rather, she stood by Jesus even to the very end. Humility is a vast topic. We have just touched the surface. I recall a song with these words. If you wanna be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. If you wanna be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. Learn to be the servant of all. Learn to be the servant of all. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be the servant of all. The humility of Jesus is what brought him down to this earth. His perfect example of servant leader principle is our goal. To conclude this message, let the words of these quotes inspire you to cultivate this virtue of humility. It was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. Saint Augustine. Humility is the solid foundation of all virtues. Confucius. Let's close with a prayer. Thank you, dear Lord, for speaking to us through your word. Thank you for the life of Jesus and for his perfect example. Help us to walk in your way. In the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. God's continued blessings be with you. Good day, listeners.
Worshipping the saving King, living by His grace and moving out in faith, Jesus will see us through. Meet me in heaven, we'll join hands together. All are we to go where Jesus leads. We'll fight the foe and we will overcome. Heaven is our goal and save every soul. Pray that we all will be there. In heaven, we'll join hands together.
Broadcast. To know more on God's Word, you are always welcome to write to us,
Adventist Media Center, Post Box 1446, Market Yard, Pune 411037, Maharashtra, India.
And you can email us at helenrichesv@gmail.com. HelenRichesV@gmail.com. HelenRichesV@gmail.com.
You can contact us with your prayer requests and your interest for Bible study at these numbers. Center of Digital Evangelism, CDE. 000-800-040-1704. Or you can message us directly at +1 747-282-2880. Our WhatsApp number is +91 900-008-9093.
And you can email us at helenrichesv@gmail.com. helenrichesv@gmail.com.
We invite you to visit us on our website www.awr.org. This is David.
And I am Madhuri, signing off at AWR.
Do join us again along with your family and friends.
Till then, we wish you
goodbye and God bless.